time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to welcome you into the show today. Got a great one lined up for you. Dr. Jeff will be answering your questions from the Sioux Animal Hospital in the next segment. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me right now. We'll get them into the show right out of the gate. Before I start today's show, there's a very special person back home in Onaway, Michigan this morning, Cindy Manier. Cindy Manier and Sherry LaFave, the dynamic duo back in 2010. I can't believe it. Almost 14 years ago, right now, these two women met me at Lyle and Trudy Dickinson and their Tea Party group that they had formed in Onaway. Onaway Tea Party Patriots. Candidates were invited to go over and speak to the folks there that they had organized and put together. And I think the very first time I met them, Howard Walker, my opponent, wasn't there, I think. I think I met them one-on-one. We immediately became a family. Lyle and Trudy, Sherry, LaFave, Cindy Manier, and I. If we were younger, we could have formed a basketball team, co-ed. They're patriots. They are God-fearing, good Christian folks, salt of the earth people. I totally relate. Because it reminded me of my mother's family from Kentucky. We were just kindred spirits right out of the gate. They embraced my candidacy, and these two women, Sherry LaFave and Cindy Manier, single-handedly, they even blew the air shocks out of Sherry's Lincoln Town Car with my yard signs. Back in 2010, there was nine counties in the 37th State Senate District. Presque Isle was part of it. Yes, Presque Isle was represented by the 37th State Senator. Eventually, Howard Walker, who beat me in the campaign. But out of the eight counties I lost to him, the biggest one was Traverse City, his home county. He's a multimillionaire. He lives on the peninsula there in Traverse City, on a multi-million-dollar home overlooking Lake Michigan. I knew he was going to win. But guess what? due to Cindy Manier and Sherry LaFave and Lyle and Trudy and all the Patriots there in Onaway, I won Presque Isle County. I beat Howard Walker in Presque Isle County because of two women and other Patriots in the community that helped out, got the word out. It's these type of people, folks. You need to find your Cindy Manier and Sherry LaFave in your county. You do it, you will win. We will all win. And that's what this show is about today. Winning. Improving our lives, lowering the cost of living, being healthier and living longer. Welcome back home, Cindy. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Score a Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment here on this Wednesday. As usual in this time slot, it's Ask the Vet, your opportunity to interact, get free advice from Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital there in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Got a question, actually five questions, but they're all similar.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to use Miss P from Petoskey. She says, can you please ask Dr. Jeff, tell him that I have a four-year-old golden retriever who is absolutely petrified of fireworks. What can I do naturally to help her tomorrow, this 4th of July? She's not afraid of anything but fireworks. She doesn't react to thunder, gunshots, gunfire, none of that. Just fireworks. And Jeff, I've gotten this from five different people.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, it's usually what we do. Usually what we do is we go ahead and use what's called trazodone. It's kind of an anti-anxiety sedative. And if that's the only thing that she's reacting to is just the fireworks, then you can just use it, you know, kind of on an as-needed basis. So today would be the day.
Let me back the bus up.
Sure.
What is the name of the drug?
Called trazodone.
Now, is that prescription?
That is a prescription. So,
do you have it in stock?
Yes.
Are you open today?
Yes.
You're probably going to sell out.
Probably.
I just got six more that wanted the repeat in the spelling of that drug.
Yep.
And how expensive is it?
It's pretty cheap. It's not terribly expensive. It's a generic. So now, because that is a drug and it is a prescription, you have to be the prescription rules apply. So anybody that's my vet or has been, I've seen them in the last year, anything like that, we can, you know, set that up. Other than that, I would contact your regular veterinarian. And if they don't carry it, it is a human drug and the pharmacy carries it too.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay. Now, based on weight, size of the animal, what would be your recommended dosage? Let's say, let's go 0 to 20 and 20 to 50 and 50 to 100 pound dog.
Well, it's actually got a huge dose range to it.
You broke up, Jeff. I'm sorry. Okay. You broke up.
Sure. It has a huge dose range to it. So you can, a little bit works a little in each animal's individual. So again, that one, I'm going to kind of pull the political card and like, you need to ask your veterinarian to dose your specific dog. But for example, we also use this to help sedate animals post-op too. And I got a dog right here that we fixed a leg on that who's overusing a leg. So we're going to send him home on this drug. And 50-pound dog, I'm going to start with 50 milligrams twice a day. So, and it's kind of, there's a science to it, but there's an art to it, too. So that's where your veterinarian or somebody that knows your dog will be able to get a better dose for you.
Right. Now, one of the themes of these questions coming in, too, are mentioning percussions. That they feel, there's a frequency that they're feeling. It's not so much the sound in the ears, but it's a vibrational frequency from the percussions is a couple of people's, I guess, thoughts about this idea. Is that an accurate statement?
Oh, probably. And then you also have the flash and the light and the stuff like that. Dogs can hear into what they call infrasonic, or they can hear sounds that we can't hear that are too low in frequency. And that's how come Saber, especially one of my old shepherds, he was my weatherman. Because I knew I look at him and go, storms are coming. You know, kind of like the old guy sitting out there. Oh, knees acting up, storms are coming. Yeah,
right.
If Saber was under the bed, storm coming. And my buddy's like, it's clear, it's sunny. I'm like, nope, dog's under bed, storm's coming. 40 minutes later, they had a thunder squall move through.
Unbelievable. So, he was able to sense it.
Yep. Change in barometric pressure. At least with the storms, you get a change in barometric pressure. They can smell, I think, the ionization in the air because they can smell so much greater than us. And then they can hear and feel that infrasonic. So, yeah, I'm sure that percussion and then that just boom, 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 boom just, you know, overwhelms them and they don't understand what's going on. So biggest thing is make sure that you've got them contained, that they can't run off, escape, because that happens a lot right this time of day or this time of year, too.
Sure.
So You know, things like that, and also contact your veterinarian and make sure you have some kind of medication. And then it depends on the dog too. Sometimes we use Xanax. Sometimes we use, there's some other drugs that we can use too. Sometimes we'll use gabapentin to do that. It all depends on that animal. So there's really no one size fits all for this. It just depends on, okay, on that. Now, if you do want to try like natural stuff, you can try CBD. Some dogs it works really well. Some dogs it doesn't work at all. And you could.
Well,
you
know, I got to tell you, Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief.
Uh-huh.
He's our CBD sponsor.
Yep.
He shipped me a small bottle of drops for. He has small breed and large breed.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Snoop, you met him. You spent time with him. You got to know him. You took care of him. You got him his shots and everything. Well, he's a rescue animal. Vicky and I have had him. You know how you have memories on your phone that just pop up, like photographs from 5 years ago? Well, 5 years ago this week, we didn't realize that he came to live with us.
Oh, wow.
We took him in from our son and daughter who couldn't take him to their new job that they got. They were put up in executive housing, and they couldn't have animals. And so it's like, hey, Dad, can Snoop stay with you guys for a while until we buy a house? And I said, absolutely, absolutely. And Vicky says, yeah, but we're not giving him back.
Yeah, I like that. For a while.
For a while. So 4 whiles turned into 5 years.
Yep.
Every single time, Jeff, I put him in the Yukon, he quivers because he's afraid I'm taking him to drop him off to another family.
Yeah.
And I gave him 2 drops. I asked him, I said, how much? I said, he's 70 pounds, 75 pounds. He said, give him 2 full droppers.
Yep.
The day before, you're going to take him for a ride.
Yep.
In the morning of the ride, give him 1 dropper. I got to tell you, that Patriots Relief large breed, small breed dog drops, oh, my God. He got up in the bed and laid down and turned on his side and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yep. No shaking.
Nope.
So it does work with some animals. My phone's blown up again. Spell slowly. People are writing this down or texting it. Spell the name of that drug you said is prescription.
The trazodone?
Yes.
It would be, just a minute, I have to.
Yes, you have to. I got to write it out. Glasses on. Yeah. Got to find it. And I should have prepped you for it when I was texting you before the show. Because here's the thing. Now I'm up to 31 unread messages. Yep. Every single one of them is about this, because 4th of July is tomorrow. Indian River, Tuscarora Township's having the huge half hour, right after another, after another, after another. They're spending $35,000 in fireworks.
Wow. So, okay. All right. So you're ready. Everybody ready to copy?
Yes, sir.
So it's T-R-A.
Okay. Okay. That's Trucker Randy. A as in apple.
Okay. Oh, I go Zulu, Oscar, Delta,
there we go,
Oscar.
Military, there we go.
November Echo.
T-R-A-Z-A-D-O-N-E.
Z-O, Oscar.
E-O. Okay, screwed it up.
Oscar. Okay, so you've got...
Just say the letters.
Okay, T-R-A-Z-O-D-O-N-E.
Trazodone.
Yep.
Trazo with an O, don't. Got it. All right. Now, one other thing. I got another question. Everybody's spelling it with an A instead of an O. T-R-A-Z. Everybody's texting me now the spelling. Folks, yeah. I got Jeff. I got it. Okay. Now, one of the things. Now, here's this I don't understand at all. I thought dogs could only hear high pitch frequencies, like in dog whistles. You're saying they can hear on the low end frequency as well?
Yeah, they can hear into what we would call infrasonic, which is going to be lower.
He's typing this on Google right now as we speak.
Because I can't remember. I think it's 55. 1,000 is the high end.
Right.
And so
very low would be under 100 megahertz, right?
Yeah, like 3,000 hertz. Yeah, like 3. You're down into like 3 hertz.
Free. Yeah, that's the, yeah. Oh yeah, that's that. Yeah. So you're saying that's that low hum that we can't even hear with our ears. That's the kind of sound they can hear.
Yep.
Wow.
So we top out. Yeah, here we go. Okay. So we top out at about 20,000 hertz. That's what I couldn't remember is where people topped out at. We right. top out at 20,000 hertz. So like think of a mosquito, a high pitch. And of course, that's dependent on age too. and then dogs top out at around 55,000 megahertz.
I got Chip, yep. Johnny on the spot, Sheboygan listener. He just pulled out his prescription for his animal. He said, Jeff must be using a different generic because on the bottle here it says T-R-A-Z-A-D-O-R-E. O-N-E. O-N-E is what he
yeah.
said. So they're different brands. Got it.
Yeah, they'll all have little small changes.
In nuances. Spelling. Got it. Yep. Now, one other question coming in real quick. They said with the 4th of July, do you recommend just leaving the animals at home? Is it okay to leave them in the car? What do you think should be done?
Well, it depends on your dog because, like I said, some dogs just don't care, you know.
Right.
And right. But if you've got a dog that's already nervous and like that, I would leave them home.
Leave them home.
Yep, leave them
home. Okay. Now, what if you live somewhat close to the fireworks and you're at home, not necessarily you've gone in to attend them? What's the best remedy? Can you play music to overcome this? Is there a way to counter it, I guess, with a different frequency?
Well, yeah, you could play music and act as normal as possible, you know, and have your regular routine, which will help give them, you know, some calmness because this is the routine that normally goes on. Right. And... but like I said, make sure, you know, they can't run off.
Right.
Make sure they got, you know, maybe even keep them like in a basement or go down like to an interior room where there's no, you know, windows or things like that.
Below grade.
Yeah, below grade.
Basically, the sound compressions, the percussions they were talking about would go right over top of you. Therefore, yep. The animal's not even going to sense it. Got it.
And they'll feel safer. And dogs feel safe when they're in a den. So even crating them, then maybe throwing a blanket over the crate or something so that feel more hidden and contained, and that makes them feel safer.
Well, that goes back to the dog crawling underneath the bed.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's his safe space.
Yeah, the problem was that was a 120-pound German Shepherd, and only his head fit under the bed. so I'd come in there, and he's got his
exposed.
Yeah, yep, yep. He'd have his head under the bed. He was a big Shepherd,
big boy. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to give out the phone number, folks. 906 area code is the UP 635-5910. Store that in your phone. If you have any other questions for Jeff or his assistants, you can give him a call there at that number. Of course, 4th of July, you're closed tomorrow, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, the office is closed. Back on work to work on Friday?
Yep, back to work on Friday.
Okay, very good. Not shutting down for the weekend like some of our businesses.
No, I figure that's too long to go without care at that point.
Well, so, it is, especially, you know. What was it, last year or the year before? We had a cat emergency on 4th of July, and the guy had to go all the way to Traverse City to the 24-hour care facility because you guys weren't available on 4th of July. So,
yep.
All right, buddy, greatly appreciate it. Again, the phone number 906-635-5910. Be sure to store that in your phone. Please don't call me on a Saturday asking me for Dr. Jeff's number. You guys, we've been doing this long enough. You got to know the number, 906-635-5910. Jeff, you have a great 4th of July, brother. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. That's our segment with Dr. Jeff, free advice. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Stellantis NV sales fell 21% in the second quarter compared to last year, with all of its major brands, Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, and Dodge, suffering steep declines. The transatlantic automaker sold 344,993 vehicles in the U.S. deaths in April, May, and June, compared with over 430,000 in the same period a year ago. The company noted it did sell 4% more vehicles in the second quarter than it had in the first quarter of this year, which had been another difficult sales period. But overall, in the quarter, Stellantis' major brands fell sharply year over year, Ram by 26%, both Jeep and Chrysler by 19%,